They're calling it the Frankenfish. It has a head that looks like a snake, but it is a fish. It can grow to be 3 feet and can actually crawl out of the water and survive on land for several days. A fisherman found the monster fish in a drainage pond in Maryland and threw it back in the water, thinking it might be an endangered species. But it's now been identified as a northern snakehead, and the Maryland Department of Natural Resources is trying to track it down before it does too much damage to other fish in the area. Bob Lunsford is a biologist with the department. He joins us now. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
Tell us, what is a northern snakehead, and why is it a danger to other fish?
Well, a northern snakehead is a fish from China. It's a large fish-eating fish. It eats fish, turtles, small baby turtles, anything it can fit in its mouth. The concern is it can survive in our climate and perhaps reproduce.
How did this northern snakehead get into a drainage ditch in Maryland in the first place?
The first speculation, anytime we find an exotic like this, is that somebody bought it for an aquarium. It got too big. It ate everything else in the tank, and people wanted to get rid of it. But this fish isn't a very popular aquarium fish. Some of the speculation is that they're popular in Asian food markets. They're a delicacy. And that perhaps somebody for some reason bought it and decided they didn't want it and released it.
You mean they would have been selling it live? It would be a fish that would have...
Yeah, it's commonly sold live in food markets, much the same as you see lobsters. I understand there's even some restaurants where you can go in and point to the fish you want, and they'll take it back and prepare it for you. You know, that's the freshest fish you can get.
Now, I understand this fisherman threw this fish back into the water. How did you find out about it? How did you find out it was there?
He was a curious angler. He snapped a picture of it and brought the picture into the department. One of our biologists here, Beth Rogers, scanned it into the computer and sent it off to a couple people for identification. Positive identification was made by Dr. Walter Courtney down in Gainesville, Florida, who is doing the threat assessment for this family of fish for the Fish and Wildlife Service.
What kinds of things are you doing to try and catch this fish now that it's out there?
Right now, our sampling is kind of limited. The pond that the fish has been found in is very choked with lily pads and all kinds of submerged aquatic vegetation. We have tried some fish trapping that was ineffective. We didn't catch anything. We managed to drag a small boat in and put a small low-powered backpack shocker in and tried some shocking, which was also ineffective.
Now, I understand this is a fish that can actually get out of the water and live on land and crawl around. I guess that makes your job even more complicated.
Yeah, this fish is a real survivalist. It has a rudimentary lung. It can live out of water for up to 3 days at temperatures in the 50s and 60s. It has these lobed muscular pectoral fins that allow it to kind of hop and hold itself up and move at least short distances on land. Never having caught one, we don't know what its range is.
Wouldn't want to run into one of them in the bush, I don't think.
I don't think I want to run into one anywhere.
Well, what's the biggest concern if this remains on the loose?
Well, as we try to run down the possible mechanisms of introduction, if we become reasonably convinced that there's only one in there, that's one possible threat scenario. The concern would be if there have been multiple introductions. This pond is only about 70 yards across the floodplain from the Little Patuxent River, and we're a little concerned that it could get out into that open system and start to actively feed on, you know, recreational and food fish that are there.
Is it possible it's already gotten out?
It, at this point, yes.
This could be the one that got away, it sounds like.
I hope if it is the one that got away, that it was one that got away.
Well, good luck, Bob, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Bob Lunsford is a biologist with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He joined us from his office in Annapolis, Maryland.